All right. Yeah. Hey, you got your haircut.
It
Yeah.
looks like all of us did.
It looks good.
Totally. Yeah, Peter too. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's got short hair. Wow.
Mine had gotten really, really scruffy, and so finally last week I got it cut.
You guys, everybody looks great. That's cool.
So I just checked out my email to get onto the Zoom, and it looks like there's another item on the agenda, a third item.
That was my intention to add that item if everyone's okay with it. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, as long as the neighbors are. I mean, it looks like it's dead, so can't see anyone complaining, but.
All right. We're at 6:01. I'm going to call the meeting to order. And has everyone had a chance to have a look at the minutes? And is anyone willing to make a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve.
Okay, all in favor?
I'm sorry, who seconded?
Oh.
Haven't looked at them yet.
Oh, you haven't looked at them yet. I looked at them. I wasn't present for the last half of the meeting. The only thing I saw was at the end of the meeting, Aaron, you said that ASA had made a motion to make a subcommittee, but I listened to the audio of the meeting just because I wanted to get up to speed on that whole Tree of Heaven thing, and I didn't hear ASA doing that, but I'm just
Okay,
going to
so
take your word for it.
well, I wouldn't have written that down unless it had been said. I can share the audio
Yeah.
if you'd like. But it wasn't something that commits us to that action,
Right.
and I'm more than happy to go check the tape to see if that's an incorrect note.
Well, I think I was having internet difficulty and electricity difficulty, if I remember correctly, and it was basically, and so my sound wasn't coming through. There was a bunch of stuff, and it's
Right.
basically, it's I think could the Tree Commission do some more educating as far as the community, as far as Atlantis? We could. I mean, there's dozens of species we could let people know about,
Yeah.
probably that aren't as gnarly as Atlantis, but so it was just sort of
Yeah.
like, well, we could. But yeah, we don't
Yeah.
have to, but we could.
Yeah. Yeah, no worries. Can I second it? I second. All in favor? Okay. Motion passed. And we have the public forum. If there audience present at all, Aaron?
No.
There isn't. Okay.
All right.
So there's no one here to speak on behalf of any planning actions.
There are no attendees. This is the whole posse.
All right.
What about the Tree of Heaven? Isn't there anything? I'm kidding.
All right. So then we'll go through. Sorry, I'm trying to read through the script as I do this.
So liaison reports would be next. Councillor Jensen isn't here, and so this would be Peter.
Okay, Peter, do you have a laser moving?
Well, nothing too exciting. I think the main thing I can think of is at North Mountain Park, we're converting the JV baseball field into a soccer field by removing the infield turfus area and planting it with grass. That was never a full-size baseball field. And the soccer seems to be a more popular activity there. So I think that will be better use of that space in the future. A second dedicated soccer field down on the corner there.
I am just trying to get a copy of the packet.
Do you want me to email you a link real quick, or do you have it?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Got the tree nominations. So our agenda. Parks, okay, So we have, and you're going to help me on this one because I know we had some additions, Aaron. Type 1 review, planning action, tree 2021-0016.
I didn't get a chance to do my liaison report yet, and there was one thing I wanted to share.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Just racing ahead.
It's okay. We discussed at last month's meeting getting the Tree of the Year nomination up. I think I shared with everyone that we were doing it via survey 1, 2, 3. Did I show the form? I thought I did, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You had a link to the form, yeah.
Okay, so it's up online. It's being advertised through the city's website. It was advertised via social media. We haven't gotten a lot of hits, but I did want to share with you one thing, which is the screen that I get to see to, you should be seeing a webpage now. And this is basically the back end to survey 1, 2, 3. And so you can see where we've gotten submissions. This one was a test submission here. And then I've just gotten a couple of others. And then you can also surf through the data. And for instance, one of them is the tree that's right across from Hagerdine and Fork, that Western Juniper. So that's one of the ones that's been nominated. And basically we've got a total of 3 that have been submitted so far. But I just thought this was kind of a fun thing that I could show you guys. So that's the only thing that I had to report to the Tree Commission. And for the sake of helping you along, Kat, this is where you would go ahead and read page 2 in its entirety.
Okay. Page 2. All right. This is the time and place for the Tree Commission review portion of the land use public hearing. If you wish to speak at the hearing, please keep your comments and testimony limited in scope to issues, comments, or concerns pertaining to the landscaping and trees. The following procedure will be used in this hearing. 1, the public hearing will be opened and those interested in stating their positions regarding the matter to be considered will be invited forward to speak. During the public hearing portion, all who wish to give testimony regarding the specific application are encouraged to do so. If you wish to speak for, against, or comment in any way, please come forward to the table at the appropriate time, give your name, address, and make your statement. 2, at the beginning of the public hearing, staff will present its report on the action and conditions of approval. At this time, commissioners will have the opportunity to ask staff questions. 3, after the staff report, the applicant and the applicant's representative will have 15 minutes to present the proposal. The commissioners may ask a question of the applicant or the applicant's representatives without affecting the 15 minutes allocated to the applicant's presentation. 4, other members of the audience will be allowed to speak regarding the application and shall be limited to 5 minutes each at the chair's discretion. Those wishing to testify shall be called forward and give testimony. 5, the staff will then be given an opportunity to respond to any questions of the commission or any matter which has been raised. 6, the applicant will then have 5 minutes of rebuttal time, after which the public hearing portion will be closed. Okay. And now I call to order the PAs.
Correct.
Okay, I call to order the public hearing regarding planning action tree 2021-00166, located at 2245 Ashland Street. The owner applicant is Richard Corrigan, who is not here. So the staff will present their report on this application.
So, and just FYI, there is one attendee who is has come in by phone, so I don't know who it is. I suppose
it could be Asa because I don't see him on the video anymore.
Oh goodness me! I didn't even notice that he was gone. Asa, is that Asa?
He's muted.
Asa, is that you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is Asa, yep.
Okay.
Okay, I'm really glad you figured that out because... Okay, good. All right, so this is the one type one review that we have. Did you go through, by the way, and ask about ex partes, etc.?
Partes?
Did any members abstain, conflict of interest, or ex parte? Of any?
Oh, no. Do any members of the commission wish to abstain, declare a conflict of interest, or report any ex parte contact? And are there any site visits?
Not me.
Eric, you with us?
No. No, so, I've got 102 temperature and I'm pretty sick, but I gotta be here, right?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, yeah, without you we won't have a quorum, but yeah, we'll get through this pretty easy.
Yeah, we'll make this quick, Eric.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for telling us, Eric. I didn't realize you were under the weather.
I didn't really want to tell you, but anyway, I'm pretty sick. And it's not COVID.
So the short version with this tree, if no one's done a site visit, is it's about 10 inches, stands about 30 feet tall. The application identified it as a mature sweet gum. It is in a parking lot in a manner that I found hard to believe. The pavement comes up to about, I'd say, 18 inches away from the base of the root. Yeah. And then there's bricks inlaid around it. And really, the amount of uplift that it has caused to the asphalt is profound. It really isn't, from a planning standpoint, the tree's presence really makes the parking lot not function appropriately. And what he wants to do is resurface it. So I thought it was pretty much a no-brainer. It's a commercial property, which is why it came before you. He's obviously going to have to do some pretty big work to get under there and resurface it. But I that's basically all I have to say about the application.
Okay. And we don't have any public presence. I can hear myself. Really bad echo for me.
That was the phone that is now hung up. So
we're okay. Good now. All right, great. So we don't have any public, anyone presenting. Does the commission have any questions for the staff about this application?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like, what I wonder is, like, even if they remove the tree, there's a curb blocking all of those parking spaces. Like, I don't know who thought they could put parking. It's like you'd back your car out straight into the curb. It's great for motorcycle parking, but it's not the trees. You know, the tree, I don't know.
No, correct. Whether the tree's there or not, the parking areas do not meet our standards for backup length, etc. I mean, we can't do anything about that. But, you know, I think it's pretty clear the tree's presenting a trip hazard and, you know, destroying the functionality of the driving surface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if they really wanted parking space, they should cut the tree down, remove the curb, and just have flow right under the parking. And maybe they'll do that. But yeah, it's clearly causing damage. So I'm ready to make a motion.
Okay. Someone like to make a motion to approve as per the application?
I make a motion to approve the application as submitted.
Do we have a second?
I will second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And I had a question, Aaron. All the rest of the trees are dead.
Correct.
Do we have to deal with these individually, or can we just make a motion to approve?
Yeah, so I was actually going to say something about that. As you guys may or may not recall, street trees are ministerial in nature, whereas trees on private property are a full type one land use hearing.
Yeah.
So for the street trees, the only reason that we used to not even bring street trees to the tree commission, but there was a controversy that happened where it was a street tree and it was right between two different properties and it was in the downtown core where it was a pretty significant tree and it caused a lot of uproar. And so ever since then, we've brought street trees just for a matter of formality to the tree commission. But yeah, I don't think there's any reason that you couldn't just lump these three together. I'd like to just briefly go over them. One's on 7th Street. It's a madrone. I actually questioned whether it even should be permitted because it's so bushy in appearance. If someone calls and they want to apply for something, I'm not going to talk them out of it. It's always better to go safe than sorry. And really, the only reason we take dead street trees through the permitting process is to make sure we get mitigation. So that's that's the primary reason. The next one is another dead tree. This is an oak. It's a City of Ashland property up on Ashland Loop Road. Again, I almost questioned whether we should even permit it, discussed it with senior staff. It is in the right of way. It is technically a street tree, and the decision was to hold the Public Works Department to the same standard we would hold citizens to. And finally, the last one is on Village Square. We've done a lot of work with the Ashland Village Homeowners Association before. I'm going to make sure they get a mitigation tree in there. It's clearly dead. That's the application that came in late today. So those are just the three street trees that are before you.
Okay. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve all of those three applications with the planting of an appropriate mitigating species?
I have a question about that. They have to mitigate, right? I mean, that's a must, right?
And, but being explicit in the motion is it's never a bad thing.
Like we might want to say what kind of tree or so, I mean, something small stature, short stature.
So what we normally do is say from the recommended street tree guide, and there's different species based on the different widths of park row. And, you know, if anyone ever contacts me and wants advice about species selection, I would put them in touch with, you know, one of you all.
Okay. So if you said approve, you would say make a motion to approve the applications as they are with a recommended street tree as mitigation.
Mm-hmm.
That's my motion.
Any second? All in favor?
Aye.
Right.
Is that record time for three different planning actions?
What's this? I picked up a hard copy, and I've got a locust tree in the back of my pamphlet.
Yeah. So, if I may, Kat.
Go ahead.
So the last item on the agenda, and it's those last items that are in the packet as well, is the fact that we had two emergency removals that were approved in the last couple of weeks. Have any of you ever heard of a company called Gala Tree, G-A-L-A, Tree Service?
Yeah.
So it's not a name that had crossed my radar before, nor anyone else at planning. Also, by the way, I'm limited to what I can share with you on these. One of these came in on a day when I was out sick, and one of them came on a day when I was on time off. So I only got what I got from Derek. In the case of the one from Dewey Street, you know, came in with a letter from the arborist, said there was issues with rot. There was a photo that showed it had a pronounced lean. It appeared that there was soil heaving. You know, we didn't know the arborist. He was ISA certified. Once someone brings something that, like that to us, and in this case, you know, if the tree went over, it would have taken out the house. And there's always a feeling that there's a certain amount of liability if we say, no, it's not an emergency, you know, take your time. And so based on the arborist letter and what was said, that was approved. Now, it was a couple of days later, maybe it was a week later, that another request from the same tree company came in again for an emergency removal. They worked with Derek. This time he was a little more skeptical. Because again, hey, you just came in here with an emergency request. We don't approve a lot of emergency requests, and we try to hold that bar pretty high. But they went back and forth and again approved the second emergency tree removal. And they sent us photos, actually. I wanted to share this with you. This was what the inside of the trunk looked at the base of the tree. And so, you know, they were... this is, to me, as a layperson, pretty good evidence of the fact that there really was rot going on Is that what it's showing to you, Asa and Peter, or is that something less serious?
Well, yeah, back to the beginning. I have heard of that tree company for a while, and the ISA certified arborist is Doug Tripp, who's pretty well known in the Southern Oregon. He's one of the best climbers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that is a sign of decay, but to me, seeing the photos of the tree standing, you know, without it actively falling over, I don't really think that warrants an emergency removal.
Yeah, no, I know. And, you know, again, I wasn't taking the phone calls on either one of these days. I think the second
probably would have approved it anyway.
Exactly. So, you know, the next time he calls up and makes those noises, we're going to be, my antenna are up anyway, but at the very least, they were both pretty good sized trees. And I wanted to make you all aware of it. So that was really all I had to share.
Cool. Thank you.
Was he asking before the tree had been cut down or?
Yeah. He called preemptively.
Okay. Well, at least
he asked. Is that the arborist?
Were they in the same place on the same project?
No, different properties. Peter, what was your question?
Oh, I was just, I recognize that name. I was going to ask Asa, is he the arborist who competes in some of the climbing competitions? And
yeah, last year he won the Masters Challenge. Okay. On that tree that fell over, actually, the one in Lithia Park.
Yeah.
Or was it 2 years ago?
2 years ago now.
That was, yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, just because someone's certified doesn't mean they actually care about trees. But, you know, I mean, maybe he saw something in there. You know, it seems like he's representing Gala Tree Care because the owner of Gala Tree Care is Stefan Gala.
That's correct.
So just because he's certified doesn't mean he really cares. But I don't imagine, you know, that he would, you know, cut something down just for the sake of cutting it down and expedite it just for the sake of expediting it. You know, maybe he just said, hey, this is going to fall. It's just a matter of when.
Well, and like I said, you know, the fact that the second one, if I had gotten the phone call on that second one, I probably would have pushed back a little harder. I wasn't the one who actually interacted with him. So I don't want to second guess Derek, but we normally do hold the line pretty tight with approving emergency removals.
Cool. Thanks for doing that too. Yeah.
All
right. Well, that's all the business that's on our agenda. I did want to say I did listen to the audio from that section after I'd left, and I do like the idea of maybe putting a subcommittee together and maybe getting a brochure that we could have on hand. I sent out a question to a friend of mine, Christy Mergenthaler, who's a botanist, if she had any information on how to control ailanthus with some less toxic means. I don't like the idea of promoting the use of pesticides. I'm sure it sounded like most of you agreed with that, but it would be lovely to find an alternative to that. I did have one question from a little bit of research I did. It sounded like ailanthus can multiply on property if you put really fresh bark mulch from downed ailanthus on the ground. Is that something that you guys can verify, or is that just BS?
I don't think bark chips would propagate, but internal tissue could.
So if you just mulch a whole tree and then spread it on the ground, you might end up with like root tissue or something. Could that be why Reese's ended up with such a terrible problem? Because it sounded like she spread it all over her property.
I think the roots, the sprouts originate from tissue. So like a potato, right? Like, so if you took a large chunk of the tree and you chopped it up into bits, it could sprout roots and then sprout. But I think the sprouts that she has on her property were already existing roots from the tree before it was cut down. The roots went everywhere. It's not like it cut down and it said, holy mackerel, let's run for it, and then sprout up somewhere else. They were already there, and they said, you have no shoot, let's go ahead and sprout.
I see. So the root system was already on her property.
I would imagine so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Eventually, it'll, if you just keep digging it up and digging it up, eventually it'll run out of energy, kind of like Bermuda grass or bamboo, but it would take a long time.
Yeah.
I had a couple sections on my property of Tree of Heaven that kept trying to pop up, and I just kept cutting off the leaves every time, and it eventually gave up for now anyway. So I don't know if we want to table that for further discussion once Chris is here. Maybe next time we can have it on our agenda.
Sure,
to, the discussion of putting who wants to be on the subcommittee and what our goals for that would be.
Yeah, I'd say let's push it off. That way we can let Eric move on.
Yeah.
Go hot bath or something.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to keep talking about stuff, I'm here. I just might not out.
Oh, I don't think we really have anything else to discuss. We can call the adjournment at 6:26, unless you have anything else, Asa. I mean, Aaron.
Sounds good to me.
And our next meeting is November.
Yeah, boy, that got left off the packet there. Hang on, let me look real quick. November the 4th. November the 4th.
November the 4th. All right.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Eric, I hope you feel better.
Yeah, feel better, Eric.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks, everybody. I appreciate it.
All right.
Absolutely. Take care.
Have a good night.
All right, see you all.
See ya. Bye-bye.